AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the just-passed trillion-dollar infrastructure bill will repair or replace decrepit bridges, upgrade rail systems, mass transit, and build out broadband internet service, as well as rid cities and towns of crash-prone intersections.
Everyone can tell me what the most dangerous intersection in your neighborhood is, can't you? We're going to fix it. The money's there for that. That's true all across the country. This bill is going to help fix intersections like those dangerous ones you know in your town or your city.
Biden says the passage of the bipartisan measure also paves the way for Democrats to act on his larger, more ambitious Build Back Better program addressing social and climate problems.
There's no one else coming to do this work. It's up to us, our country, our planet, our democracy. They're all in our hands right now. So let's stay together. This next phase is critically important. So let's stay engaged.
More than a dozen top former Trump administration officials broke the law by campaigning while on the government payroll.
The United States Office of Special Counsel says at least 13 officials broke the law in their willful disregard for the Hatch Act. It prohibits government officials from using official roles to influence elections. Among those cited, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway, Advisor Jared Kushner, and former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. The Office of Special Counsel says it repeatedly warned the Trump White House about the violations, but the former president did not enforce the rule, leading to recommendations that the law should be strengthened. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol subpoenas 10 more former officials who worked for Trump, including former senior advisor Stephen Miller and former press secretary Kayleigh McEnany. This is AP News. Lawyers say a former Marine in jail in Russia is on a hunger strike. Mike Gracia has this.
Attorneys and the family of former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed say he has begun a hunger strike to protest his detention and human rights abuses behind bars in Russia. The 29-year-old Reed was convicted in July and sentenced to 9 years for assaulting police officers in Moscow. Reed, who's from Texas, was studying Russian and visiting his girlfriend. At the State Department Tuesday, spokesman Ned Price was asked about Reed and American Paul Whelan, who's also imprisoned in Russia after being convicted in June of espionage.
Securing the release of Americans who were unjustly detained in Russia, that includes, of course, Paul Whelan, that includes Trevor Reed, remains an absolute priority for this administration.
Whelan's lawyer says Whelan was handed a flash drive that had classified information that he didn't know about. Whelan was sentenced to 16 years. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.